One of the things that we notice so much in the gospel, or sometimes we don't always notice this, is that when Jesus is going back and forth to the different towns that are surrounding the Holy Land, which some of you have probably been to, I'm sure, he goes back and forth and back and forth, and no doubt is followed by lots of people and is walking through many people. But you'll notice throughout the Gospels, the ones that are healed are always the ones that come to him, or by the intercession of other people, in this case, are brought to the Lord. In the same way that all of us come to the Lord, is the exact same way that these people are healed in the gospel by Jesus. They always seek him out, and they always go to him, and they make these acts of faith. So he knows that their faith is generous or genuine. He can see it in their heart because they seek him out. Similar to when you think of the woman who reaches out just to touch his cloak when he's just absolutely packed into a crowd. Just the touching of his garment and him feeling the power go out of him. The power goes out of him because of the faith that's in that person's heart. It's the importance of every time that we come here. Again, we come to Jesus inside of this church, even in a crazy world with a lot of crazy things happening right now. Because when you expose yourself to the sacraments, then God's grace can flow directly into all of our hearts in our lives. And I really think that that's so much of the difficulty of this world, of not being able to have as many of you here at Mass. What the evil one is doing in the world right now is he's basically limiting the amount of grace that can flow out into the world by fewer and fewer people coming into the church. But in these situations, that's why it's our responsibility, those of us who get to come to Mass and get to receive the Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ, that when we receive that, that light that we have from Christ, that we have to kind of spread to the rest of the world. It becomes almost a greater responsibility for us that get to be here this day. But the biggest thing that we have to remind ourselves is that we come to him ourselves and are converted, but then we also are bringing other people, just like this paralytic. We bring other people that have faith, and then on their behalf, just like on the behalf of the saints, we believe in intercession. We believe in bringing people to Christ as well so they can also be converted and they can also experience genuine faith and genuine healing. And so that's our responsibility today. As we receive the Eucharist and we receive his grace as it flows directly into us through the sacrament, that we go out to the world and somehow, even behind masked faces, that we show the light of God. We just heard recently in one of our Gospels that, or actually, I'm sorry, I used this in one of my homilies in a Gospel recently, but in the Gospel of John, one of the things that Christians would have been known for is by their love. That's how Jesus said we would be recognized. So you can think of in the ancient world, clothing a beggar or feeding them, someone would be able to look at that person and say, they must be a Christian. I can tell because of the love that they give. St. Thomas Aquinas says that love is willing the good of the other. It's not just an emotion like the world says. It is us willing other people's good. So when we go out into the world today in troubled times, that's what we do. We will the good of the other, and then people will know us by our fruits. God bless you all today.